This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, listen, let's bring in David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. You're here, David, with Chris Vandy of Penn Lincoln Strategies. He might chime in with a question. How are you, sir?
Fine. I guess you were talking about the Bengals and days of Kenny Anderson and Boomer Esiason.
Yeah.
Listen, my heroes. They were my favorite, although Ken Anderson looked like he hadn't slept in a year. Like, he just always looked tired with the bags under his eyes. That 81 team in the 80s, I loved the Bengals in the 80s. They just happened to run into the Niners, which is...
The 88 Bengals right. Is the first time I experienced sports heartbreak.
Oh, wow. I mean,
who did the 81 Bengals play? Was that also...
I think it was both San Fran, I thought.
Both San Fran, yeah.
I think it was, yeah.
And they were good.
Boy. Well, I'd like to see Burrow for Lamar Jackson. How about that?
I tell you, I mean, if I were a Baltimore fan, because she's a Ravens fan. David, you know, I'll start, and Chris, I'm sure, has questions. This journal interview with Trump and the health issues and makeup on the hands. And I said earlier, listen, I mean, you might as well just be honest. He's 79, but right. I don't agree with a bunch of his policies, but I never, for 79, I think he's okay on the energy side.
Yeah, I'm sort of, I understand to a point, I'm not 79, but I'm not far from it, and, you know, you want to tell the world, look how healthy I am, and full of energy and life, and blah, blah, blah. You don't want to admit any weakness, because at this age, you're afraid if you do, you know, everybody will say, oh, that's it, too old. So I get that. On the other hand, I'm not the President of the United States, and I think we deserve absolute transparency here. I mean, if he in fact underwent a CAT scan, which apparently he did, not an MRI, I want to know why. Because I know, in my experience, doctors don't give CAT scans routinely. There's got to be a reason for it. So what's going on here? I think every president in recent memory has been pretty transparent about their health. I mean, if you can go back to Ronald Reagan with his cancer, I remember going to Bethesda Naval Hospital in whatever year it was. And boy, the detail was just excruciating. I remember having to write that, and oh my God, I mean, it was good. But, you know, they did tell you, and Reagan at the time was in his 70s, and there was a real fear about whether or not he was, you know, what was going on here, but boy, are they transparent. So, yeah, we need to know more.
Let's not forget about Jed Bartlett hiding MS from the good folks on the West Wing, but
there you go.
Dave, I have a question for you. The National Links Trust, which is the conglomerate of municipal golf courses in the greater D.C. area, run by some really good friends of mine who I think have done an absolutely phenomenal job down there, turning them into playable places that are affordable and teaching youth who may not otherwise see the game of golf, the game of golf.
Right.
The Department of Interior is going through the process of canceling their lease. Everything that I'm hearing is it's because Trump wants to add his name to the municipal courses there and then bring in his folks to run it and potentially even have the Department of Interior pay the Trump Golf Organization to run those golf courses. Is there anything that can change on that front? Have you heard more about this? It's a fascinating story and disappointing, to say the least.
It is fascinating that the East Potomac Park course, which is the location in, I guess you call it downtown Washington, the views are unbelievable. I mean, it's down there near the tidal basin. You can play golf and watch the Washington Monument as you do. Langston Course up in the eastern part of the city has
he knows his courses.
He does.
Oh, I know the courses. Yeah, I'm not a golfer, but I grew up around here. So, and then you got Rock Creek. That's the third one. In any event, yeah, they have 50-year leases. They've gone through five. They've already begun renovations. So the idea that somehow they've mismanaged the course just doesn't seem to be so. They've already begun renovations, I believe, on Rock Creek.
That's right, yeah.
And Trump, yeah. So here we are. The administration is claiming that somehow they haven't lived up to the leases. The feeling is this is going to end up in court somehow, and we'll see where it goes from there. As to Trump's motives, yeah, I've seen the speculation. I don't have sort of journalistically pure ways of saying yes or no to that. But at the moment, yeah, Trump's making his move, but I think this thing is going to end up in legal limbo. Yeah.
I think it is. I think now that you say it, Chris, I think it is a lot like the Kennedy Center thing. I mean, I'm sure it has a lot to do with maybe the organizational side, maybe getting his folks to get paid to run it, but also the naming thing, I think, is very important to President Trump. We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. Chris Vandyhill from Penn Lincoln Strategies here with us as well. I guess Maduro came out and said he's ready to meet. How serious is that, and how serious is it being taken?
I think it's pretty serious. I mean, because, again, all this, I don't want to say bluster, but all this talk and military action. And I mean, there are people who will tell you that, in fact, the invasion, American invasion, has begun. Now, we don't know. It's a CIA operation, apparently. But I think it's pretty serious that he wants to talk, finally. The question is, what's there to talk about? Is this going to go on forever? Is Trump going to let up on his offensive, if you will, against Venezuela and nearby areas? So it's a step. You know, next week at this time, we may be saying, wow.
You think he'll meet him, though? Do you think he'll have a meeting?
I think he will, because that's his nature. He prides himself on one-on-one diplomacy, as we saw this week. My goodness, you know, it's supposed to be a quiet week. He's in Mar-a-Lago, and he's meeting with Netanyahu and Zelensky and talking to Putin. And I mean, that's his thing, you know, that he alone can somehow bring peace to the world.
Just real quick, when is Congress back to work, if you call it work?
Monday night, Senate, Tuesday, House, and boy, we can have a lot to talk about next Friday.
We got another
January 30th. Yep. They got to fund the government or else.
All right, David, thank you so much. We welcome. Happy New Year. We look forward to a 2026 where you continue to give us great insight from D.C., and we always appreciate it. So thanks much.
Thanks. Have a great New Year, too. Talk to you next week.
The great David Lightman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.